another episode of Twin Session Podcast, and we have here once again Zach John King, and we love about Zach John King. He is killing it right now on the road with Nate Smith. He's been opening with Nate Smith before. Vince Nate Smith. First of all, who's your favorite person
before? My favorite?
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know if I got a favorite. I've loved learning literally everybody, how everybody does it. So each team is a little different, and I cannot speak highly enough of all those fellas. Like Vinny's crew is amazing. Nate's crew is amazing. I've been out with Dylan Scott. I've been out with a couple more folks that are just Connor Smith, earlier in the fall. And I've just picked up each time a little bit of a different nugget of wisdom on how to run a team and how to run a tour. And they do it super well, and they do it at a really high level. And so I don't have a favorite as much as I've just enjoyed learning from all those guys about how to build this thing the right way.
Right. Everyone has their own path. Everyone has their different path on how to get there and different formulas. There's no one formula for anyone.
Right. Agreed. And I think that's the thing you can't get caught up in. Like, you want to chase, you know, a lot of times you sit there and you're like, oh, well, this guy's doing this thing. That's pretty mm-hmm. sick. Mm-hmm. I want to do that. And you think you can do it the same way. And music is weird. This business is weird. Like, you kind of always have to form your own path, and you right. can't compare it to anybody else's, because it's never going to be the same.
Correct. Correct. And I think that's always downsized for some people. They always want to compare themselves to someone else. And it's like, you can't do that.
No, you can't. It'll drive you nuts. It'll make you miserable.
Good Lord. So let's talk about this EP you just released called Slow Down. So, first of all, we need you. That's badass.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
That's badass. I love it. It's the adapted of a Zach Bryan kind of feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I love that, because I feel like live, it's even better live. Okay, it brings high energy live. What was your creative process throughout this entire album that you took?
Yeah, I think the baseline creative process for the whole project was just to make sure that we were getting back to like organic sounding stuff. I mean, that's my big realization I had like halfway through the year, is like, I just enjoy real drums. I enjoy real instruments. I love banjo. I love pedal steel. And I'm never super stoked on, like, there's nothing wrong with the beat stuff. Like I love it when I listen to other artists do it. Like if there's a trap beat in a song, or if there's a, you know, it's a synthetic drum or whatever, I have nothing wrong with that. I love that stuff. But for me musically, it's just not what I like to record. And so the inspiration and the process behind this EP was, from start to finish, you hear like a cohesive sound where everything sounds like me. And I think how we got that was just being really meticulous on instruments and how to record them. And we didn't overcomplicate songs. I think that's a big thing. You know, you can get into a studio and you've got every imaginable option of instrument you want, and you've got a million different ways to record it. And a lot of times that can overcomplicate the song to where it gets too busy or it's too much. And so we were just like, the simpler, the better. And I think we really got it. And so, yeah, a song like Lose You is just a bunch of acoustic guitars, really, and some drums. And I mean, there's some pedal steel on that thing, but it's so simple. Like we recorded that song in an hour and a half. I mean, there was nothing to it. And I think that's what you feel. That energy comes from that simplicity.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I was a songwriter back in my heyday. Not really. But one of the advice we took was which is key to, because if it's overcomplicating things, and it just sounds awful, it sounds bad, it doesn't sound like it has great quality.
Right. Yeah. It's like you can't hide a bad song behind good production.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really mess up a good song with overproduction. Like if you produce something too much and you can really hide the fact that this is a really beautiful song. So we just try to make it as simple as we can. And every song from here on out will probably get simpler and simpler and you know, and easier to record. Yeah, hopefully.
That's insane. I love the mentality of making every song simpler, you know. I love that. So, which brings us to my next question about this is that I deserve a heartbreak. You have a girlfriend.
I had a girl I was gonna marry. Did not work out, did not treat her how I should have treated her. And that song is literally about if I got what I deserved in a perfect world, if everything came back to me like I dished it out, I'd kind of be up the creek. And so that's a really honest song, and it's a different angle, I feel like, than a lot of other country songs, where it's like not even making an enemy out of somebody. It's just saying like, hey, like the pre-chorus, if what goes around comes around, my whole world would be headed south. I mean, that's how I was feeling about it. And it's an honest song. It's a vulnerable song. And I think that's why I like it so much, especially live. Like I put my whole heart in that song live.
Yeah. You've never been a man saying I fucked up.
Yeah. Right. Right. It's like, it's a cool way to admit I did a really poor job in a relationship, and it's like, it's a tough way to say it, but I think a lot of people relate to it. Cause I think a lot of people, you know, whether you're a freaking, whether you're a dude or a girl or whatever, I think anybody that's been in a relationship that they've mishandled or screwed up, I think feels that way at one end or the other.
Right. I got to mention the one in Conway, which to the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
Did you expect that reaction? Did you song coming for you?
I don't know if I ever expect anything from the songs. I mean, we write them, I record them, I put them out, and I hope people connect with them. But I don't know if I put like an expectation on how many people, you know, connect with it. But that song is an interesting one because that song is one of the first songs I ever wrote in town. And it's me. It's like love it or hate it. It's like my story. I grew up, my grandparents lived out in Albuquerque, New Mexico when my pop was in the military. And man, my favorite picture of him is this Polaroid of him and his Stetson by the Grand Canyon with my grandma. And like, he's a cowboy. I mean, he was a cowboy, real deal. And I'm this kid from Fayetteville, Georgia that grew up in a cul-de-sac. You know, I had some woods behind the house, but like, I ain't going front and say like, I'm a cowboy. Like it felt like a lie. And so we were trying to figure out how to make it relatable to people. And I feel like tons of people feel that way. And so we wrote it honestly, and we admitted that, you know, I'm a wannabe. And I think the reason that people connected with it in the way that they did was because they were like, oh, I feel that way. Like, I think a ton of people feel the same exact way that I do in that song.
There's a lot of country artists. I mean, I'm not a jab to any country artists. There's a lot of country artists who are cowboys and pretend themselves to be the cowboys, or they go hunting and they go fishing or and things like that. And they don't do that in real life.
Yeah, no, it's like you're right. They're out there, and we don't have to mention any names, but they're out there, and you can. There's nothing that frustrates me more. It's not even about the fact that they're faking it. It's about the fact that you could be real,
right,
and you're choosing not to. Like, right, if you make music, just be real. Like, please be real. It's so much better. And so, yeah, that's one of those things where, like, you know, I knew that if I tried to be a cowboy, the first show I ever played in Texas, they were going to eat me alive. And so I was like, I can't do that. I gotta be honest from the jump. And so that felt pretty genuine and felt pretty honest.
At least you know that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So what's one of the things that you want your fans to know about you that they want to learn anywhere else?
Yeah. No, I think the goal of the EP was to make a collection of songs that showed people who I was, the good and the bad and the ugly. I just think I want people to know I'm just a dude, like, writing country music. Like, I don't have, like, what you see is what you get. I mean, what you hear on these records is my story. It's not somebody else's story. We didn't write it to try to get a hit. You know, it's like, it's my story. And I never want people to feel like there's a disconnect between me and them, because there's not. I mean, it's I write music for people. I write it about my story, and hopefully people connect with it. But I think if you listen top down to this project, you're going to get all the pieces of me. I mean, you're going to get what I've done right, what I've done wrong, where I come from, what I love, what I regret. You're going to get all of that. And so that's a big piece for me of, like, I think all the music I record should be that, you know, every time. Like, you should be able to listen to it and know a piece of me from what I recorded. And as long as we keep doing that, I feel like the fans connect to this story because they believe it. It's the real deal. We're not trying to be somebody we're not.
Right.
We're not trying to be too cool. It's like, no, I'm just a dude making country music that I believe in.
Is this leading to a full album coming out soon?
I don't know if it'll be soon, but I mean, that's totally the goal. I mean, right. we're always working on new music. I have this thing. I hate waiting to put music out. Like, I can't stand it. If I had it my way and the label could approve it, I'd put a song out every week, dude. I would totally do that. And so, but we're right now we're putting a song out every 6 to 7 weeks. I mean, at least. And so I think the culture of music nowadays is just people don't want to wait because they don't have to. And so if you make them wait, you better deliver a product that they're going to love. But for us, we're just, the best way to grow right now, I think, is to just put the most amount of music out possible as quickly as possible. And you got to make sure it's good. But yeah, that's been our strategy. And I don't have a plan to slow down.
Yeah, don't slow down. I mean, here's the thing. In the next four years, you're gonna end up at some point being forced to do that because you have so many live concerts,
right?
So at a certain point in time, it's gonna force you to slow down. So don't slow down while you can,
for sure. While you got the time, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. So this question: if you could be anything in the world other than country artists, what would it have been?
pretty no brainer. I would be a professional baseball player. Yeah, I think that would be the best job in the world. Like, yeah, I just wasn't good enough. I just didn't have it in me. That would be, I think, a professional baseball player or an actor. I would love to act. I think I have a ton of inspiration from like Tim McGraw. You know, he did the country music stardom thing, and then he went into movies and did a great job. I think between the two of those, I'd be a happy camper for sure.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Is that someone you can dream open? If you go for anyone else, who would it be?
Open for anybody right now?
Yeah.
Well, he just had his last show, but Alan Jackson would be my hero, man. If I got to open for Alan Jackson, I think I could die a happy man. Gotcha. Okay, I didn't. Hey, there might be potential there. Then I'll let you know. Okay. Yeah. This might be hope. Yeah, he'd be up there on the list for sure. For sure.
Wow. Okay. This has been a great conversation. I love your music. Like I said, the PhD in the field is in this, in your sound is very unique, and I love it. You are the real deal, my friend. You are the real deal.
Thank you.
Continue being yourself, because there's no one better.
Yeah, appreciate it.